give it a minute and get started. And I'm going to mute my thing. Does it sound okay? Is it at least the same quality as last time? Okay, great. Thank you both. Okay, now I'm looking away from the chat and I'm gonna start up again. So this is another script by LSI. It's a classic, well, I shouldn't say classic, but it's a it's a tomboy, best friends to lovers. And the speaker is very assertive. I think it gets into a little, yeah, there's F-Dom in the tags. And there's a couple good boys throughout. I provide this disclaimer because, you know, recording is hard, especially erotic recording. So, I'm going to do my best to get to the end of the script, including all of the sex acts. But there may be pauses and I stumble over words a lot because I'm reading and I, you know, the mouth will do what it wants sometimes. So you'll hear me snap, you'll hear me go, I don't like that. It'll just be exactly how it is when I record and no one else is listening. So if I pause or I laugh or I sneeze or anything like that, I apologize ahead of time, but I promise I will get back on track as quickly as possible. This is a little shorter than the script this morning, so that's good. Welcome, Vlad. Welcome back. All right. We're gonna hop to it. Coming. Thank fuck you're here. You're a lifesaver. Your timing's great too. I just got home. Well, come in already. You don't need an invitation. You don't need an invitation. Get the bowls and chopsticks out. I'll get us drinks. Do you want beer, Coke, or water? That's all I got. Oh, you're seriously the best friend. I don't know anyone who would bring me Chinese and keep me company on such short notice. Let me guess what you got. Salt and pepper pork, wontons and something Szechuan and spicy as fuck, plus fried rice and dumplings? I knew it. No, dude, I'm not complaining. I probably know your standard order at every restaurant, sushi stand, and taco truck within a 10-mile radius. Let's eat. I'm starving. I saved some fries from my lunch so I could do some eating noises. God, this is so fucking good. It
ending a shitty work day with you and food? Better than I expected. You don't want to hear about my shitty day. It's just one terrible thing after another. Okay. I got up late. No time to eat. My boss was angry with me because I was also late to work. And then he turned around and gave me a ton of extra tasks because you're the only one I can rely on to do things right the first time. Can you believe that shit? And then I had to drive all over the fucking planet fixing these faulty switches we installed at the new site and triple checking the breaker boxes. And I fucking forgot my lunch at home and didn't have time to stop and get anything. You know how hangry I get sometimes. I almost snapped at the new guy for asking a perfectly innocent question. After all that driving, I wanted to go home. But I still had to log all the work properly, so I got paid for everything. By the time I got done, I just wanted to come home and go to sleep. But I was so fucking hungry. This is really fucking good. Exactly what I needed. Thank you again for bringing me tasty food. Without you, I would have eaten some crackers and passed out. I know it. I'm too lazy for my own good sometimes. You're going home already. You just got here, dude. You don't have to rush out. You're not just my cute delivery guy, you know. You're my best friend. I know I said I wanted to go to sleep, but that was before the food and the good company came over. I'm feeling re-energized now. Why would you want to leave anyway? Good. I've missed you lately. Were you on your way to see What's-Her-Face or something? How's that going? I see. You got ghosted. Well, that sucks for her. You probably dodged a bullet. Forget her. If she was interested, she would have called you back by now. No, you're worth dating, obviously. That's not even a question. Some people like to string other people along. That's how they work. It's better to forget about her. At some point in the near future, she'll realize she missed out and you didn't keep trying to call her. Then you can reject her and then she can come back begging for attention. This prompt is funny. I'm going to redo that line. At some point in the near future, she'll realize she missed out and you didn't keep trying to call her. Then you can reject her when she comes back begging for attention. The best part will be the look on her face when she realizes she's not as hot as she thinks she is. Well, it's the best part for me. Please take a picture when you break her heart for posterity and my amusement. It doesn't really matter, though. You won't want her by the time she texts you or whatever. No, I know you. You won't fall for it, even if you get a little confused when you're horny. Don't get shy. You're cute when you do it, but we talk about stuff like this all the time. You get horny, you end up looking for dates, some random selfish girl thinks she's good enough for you and tries to manipulate you. You figure it out, and you stop going out for a while. It's a cycle. I think it's because you're hot and you like it when girls tell you that. Or wait. I think it's because you're hot and you like it when girls tell you what to do. You can attract some good women, but it also gets the predators circling. Yeah, it totally sucks. Anyway, wanna fuck? Does it sound like a joke? Am I laughing? When have I ever said I'd do something with you and not done it? It's a simple question, though. Do you want to fuck me? Okay, yeah, it makes things more complicated, but to me it seems pretty natural. I need to get laid, and I feel like you're the best lay I know. Well, you're not moving away when I touch your hand. Do you like that? It's okay to say no. But until you do, I'm going to rub your arm and chest a bit, okay? It's also okay to say yes and just make each other feel good without any strings attached to. No, I'm not saying this would be a meaningless hookup. Nothing to do with you is meaningless. I mean, sure, I have feelings for you, I guess. I love doing everything with you. No, really, everything. I even liked being with you when your car broke down in the middle of nowhere and we had to wait like 3 hours for a tow. That was a great afternoon. I got to spend quality time with my best friend with no interruptions. If I could, I'd wake up with you every day. But that's not happening right now. We have our own apartments and we haven't technically dated or anything. I'm pretty sure your friends would freak out if you just moved in with me, even if it would make you much happier. Look, I know I'm kind of messy and foul-mouthed, but I'd suck your cock every fucking morning and ride the cum out of you every night. I'd cook for you, badly, but I'd do it. I'd sleep next to you and watch your dumb shows and go to cons with you, and I'd enjoy all of it. I think you'd be happy with me as your girlfriend, but that's not this conversation. This conversation is about whether you want to suck and wait. This conversation is about whether you want me to suck and fuck you right now. There's no pressure here. You can say no. You can even think about it and come back another time. But, I'm sorry. I'm not laughing at you. I'm laughing at you pretending to be unsure while your boner is about to explode out of your pants. whatever you want. He wants my mouth and my pussy, obviously. Probably my tits and ass, too. He always did have good taste. You're such a slut for me. And I love you for it. Okay, quick break. The kissing and such is going to happen. So far, so good. Everyone all right? I know. It's going to be good kissing, too. I got to lube up. So, behind the scenes, I don't know if I said this at the beginning, but
I'm not in my house right now. I booked a very quiet place far away from my house because I wanted to do this, and I wanted to, the last time I was here, I didn't get to use this space to its full potential. So I brought like my little things that I use. And one of the things that's been very consistent with me that I don't know if I would admit in public or like, you know, like on Twitter or whatever, and like those backstage posts, is the lube that I use is just natural almond oil. I've found nothing that works as good as that for like reducing friction and like staying water resistant as I have with almond oil. The thing is though, it's very messy. Especially when I travel, like I've tried to travel with it in like smaller containers, and every single time, no matter what I do, it leaks. And so if you just heard like plastic crinkling, it's because I have the bottle in like two different Ziplocs and also resting on a Ziploc bag because I don't want to leave almond oil rings on this nice furniture in this house that I hope to come back to again. yeah, you know, just little things. And sometimes, like today, when I feel the need, I put the almond oil on my lips so that, because I know I'm going to be doing the kissing and then I'm going to be doing the blowjobbing. And I like that to be as little friction, and to be able to pick up like the, just, I guess, the wetness easier on the mic. And maybe there's a better way to do it, but that's sort of what I've been doing like since my very first recording, is using almond oil as like an all-purpose everything. Okay. Let's get back to it. You're such a slut for me, and I love you for it. No, it isn't a bad thing. I know I have that effect on you. I love that you can get off on looking at me. So do you mind if I straddle you and grinding at your cock a little bit? Good. You feel so hard against me. I think if we took off any clothes, we both would be done pretty quickly.
Don't worry about coming too fast. Not with me. If you come before me, you'll still want to get me off, right? Good. I want you to come inside of me as many times as possible. Okay. I need your cock. Get up. Come on. To the bedroom.
Shit. I'm sorry about the clothes everywhere. They're clean. I just haven't folded them. Just push them and toss them to the side. Get undressed. I need it. Come on. Faster. Sorry, I mean, I should probably be appreciating you more. But damn, once you agreed to fuck me, I kind of lost my cool. Wow. You really are very sexy without your clothes on. Cute too. Turn around. I want to see the rest of you. I'll probably have to do this mic a couple times, sorry. No, that's... I'll fix that in post. There we go. I'm sorry. I couldn't help spanking you. Just a little bit. Lie down. You're nervous. You don't have to be. There's no wrong way for us to go tonight. As long as we go willing. As long as we go willingly. Got it? Good. I'm gonna suck your cock, but only a little. Try not to come, dude. Treat this like one of those YouTube things. Try not to come in your best friend's mouth. Even though she's giving you the best blowjob of your life challenge. I wouldn't object to having a mouthful come suddenly. Or being covered in it. You know me. I like to get messy. This is so good. I can tell you, and sitting at your desk a lot. I'm glad. I've been turned on by your scent for a while now. Now I get to taste you. So special. Okay, I better control myself. I want the first time you come inside my pussy. Nope. I want the first time you come to be inside my pussy. Just stay where you are. Is it still okay? You don't have to do anything tonight. Okay. One quick hydrate and positioning before I start with the riding. I'm going faster than I expected, which is nice. Yeah. I'm getting better at this, you guys. Yay. Okay, here we go. I lost my place. Okay, there we go. Fuck, you feel so fucking good. Oh, don't worry about me doing all the work tonight. I have a lot of frustration to work out. Oh, besides, you'll see exactly how bossy I can be when you're eating my pussy later. I know you like it when I tell you what to do. Not in a mean way, of course. Oh, you're quiet. Except for the cute noises. Are you worried about what things might be like after? I can only tell you that I'll always love you. I have for so long. I thought it was just as friends, but now I know it's not. Having said that, do you want to worry about the future? Or do you want to feel my tits? Oh, good choice. Oh, fuck, that feels so good. Oh, you've been waiting a long time to do that, haven't you? Oh, God, I know. I blame myself. I should have jumped you months ago. But you can't change the past. You'll just have to come in me as much as possible to make up for lost time. Mm-hmm. felt those cute little moans and groans out. I want to hear them. Your cock is so fucking good. But your sounds are what are gonna push me over the edge. Good boy. Oh, hell. Did you just moan again when I said that? Oh, you did. Oh, that is something I'm gonna remember to use all the time. No, not to make you embarrassed. To make you hard. I want to know all the things that get you off. All the things you need to hear. I want to be all the things you need. I know you care about me. I know you love me. I know you see me for who I am. I love you. I always will. So come at me, baby. Come at me. You can be mine forever. Be coming enough if you filled me up that good. Oh, I'm fucking leaking. I don't mind changing the bed. Oh, if you fuck me that good every time, you can ruin as many sheets as you want. Where do you think you're going? I'm not kicking you out of bed after sex like that. You're staying in bed with me. Good boy. I'll never get tired of seeing how you react to that. Anyway, if you left, I couldn't suck your cock tomorrow morning, could I? And that would be a shame for both of us. Don't forget, it's blowjobs for breakfast and pussy for dinner. As long as you're with me. Good incentive to keep dating me, I think. And I mean, I also hope you like hanging out with me still. We've been best friends since forever, but I've always been nervous about taking this step. What we have is really special to me. I want more, but I never want to ruin what we already have. You're my best friend and the person I love most in the world. I can't lose you. All right, enough of that. If we talk about our feelings anymore, I might go crazy. Now let's go take a shower and then go to sleep. I'll be the big spoon.
I love you too.
Come on. Yay! Whew. All right. We did it. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I did the sex and everything 2 for 2. Yeah. Yeah. Thank you. I'm definitely extra nervous. I can like feel the nerves. So I'm glad I can like push through and, you know, you all like it still. If you have questions, you can ask me too, you know. Should probably say that at the beginning, just in case you all are like thinking of them while you're listening to me do all of this stuff. I've been like nursing this throat coat tea basically all morning. It was like the first thing I did, and I've just been refilling it with hot water. And the next one is like very spicy. I don't know if I'll cut it down. It's a little long, but it might be okay. But if there's no more questions, I'll let you all go. And I will start getting ready for the next one. I think he's referring to because I did it in the morning. I did the sex and everything in the morning. And then I did the sex and everything just now. So if I do the third one and all of the parts, then that'll be 3 for 3. But I was telling LSI earlier because he was worried about me doing 3 in one day. I told him, I was like, you know, if I feel like my throat is suffering, I'll just like cut out the sex part. Like I'll do the blowjob, but I won't do the rest. Just because, you know, the sex parts are like, the hardest on the throat. Blowjobs can be a little like, depending on the type of blowjob it is at the time. But it can be like, I wouldn't say strenuous, but it's just like I'll feel it the rest of the day, you know? but yeah, with like, my body can only take so much of the sex, you know? But so far, so good. Yeah. All right. Well, thank you again, everybody, for showing up. And I hope to see you at the next one. Thank you, thank you, thank you.